Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so back to the tea here, because she had a very intense appointment all set up. She was going to meet the husband's mistress. You guys fill me in on what was going on Friday?
No, she's talking about doing it this week.
Oh, it's this week.
Yeah,
okay.
This is the first part of, email she sent us. Hey, Burt Show, to thank you for the years of entertainment you've given me, I thought I'd share a little story with you that I think you'll find entertaining. I've been married for 9 years. I can honestly say 9 wonderful years until now. A friend of mine owns a furniture store. I was there recently looking for a new dining room table when she mentioned she thought my husband had recently purchased one. Perplexed, we looked up the sales order. Sure enough, there it was. A receipt for a dining room table my husband had purchased. However, the delivery address wasn't our home address. It was an address I had never seen. I thanked my friend for the information and immediately left to go do some digging online. After spending some time online, I was enlightened to my husband's extracurricular activities. I figured out who lives there, and I also discovered a recurring payment from one of our accounts. My husband typically handles all the bills, so I don't often check those accounts. I decided to do a little more digging. I drove to the condo complex and went to the front desk where a young man was working. I made up a story that I was concerned our automatic payment wasn't working for condo XYZ. He confirmed our information and the information of the tenant for me. It appears my husband has a mistress that he is footing the bill for. I've yet to tell my husband I know any of this information. Instead, I plan on visiting the mistress sometime this week and confronting her to get as much information as I can. Then I will confront my husband. Hope you enjoyed my drama. Hmm. It's kind of comforting knowing you guys are going through this with me. Wish me luck this week.
Oh, this is the tea right here. Okay, so we can use the voice disguiser on this. This just seems like a really bad idea to me, but I'm sure that there are women listening to The Burt Show, part of our family, that has done this, where you go and you confront the mistress before he even knows about it. I am super curious how that went, if she knew that she was even the other woman, and did anything productive come out of it whatsoever? 1-855-VIRT-SHOW. Whew, this is combustible.
I mean, I did it, but I knew the girl my boyfriend was sleeping with behind my back.
You did it, but you knew. Say that again.
So she was a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
So it was actually her ex that I got permission to date. He and I started dating, and then behind my back, she started sleeping with him again. So
it's not a total rando.
It's not a random person. However, I saw her car, her specific Jeep with this duck decal in the back window. So I knew it was hers and it was at his apartment complex. And so it was then confirmed that, okay, he is sleeping with her while we are dating. And so I remember when we were in college, Charlie's was the place to hang on Monday nights.
Duh.
And we saw each other there and the confrontation happened and she confirmed that she was sleeping with him.
Really?
Yes.
Now it's a little less dramatic because you knew her.
Yes.
This is a total stranger that she just found out about.
Yeah.
And so you could probably predict how she was going to react or what the interaction was going to be like because you knew each other.
No, I didn't. I thought she would be like apologetic, but she's like, no, yeah, I am. Like she had she had zero remorse. So I immediately left there and went to his apartment complex where he was having a party. And I walk in and he and his buddy are sitting there like in the parking lot playing their guitars. And I just yelled, "Did you not think I was going to find out?" And that's when everything blew up.
Here is Lindsay, who had some serious drama. Hey, Lindsay, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning.
All right, so you approached the mistress, and did he even know about it?
No, he did not know at the time. I actually talked to her, and I hid in her closet before he came over.
Shut up. Okay.
We got a story here.
So you knew something was up, so you decided to sneak into the house and sneak into the closet? So he had no idea?
No, I had a friend that actually saw them together and let me know. And so then I contacted her and she confirmed, that they had something going on. She thought that we had broken up.
Ah.
So that he was actually supposed to be coming over that day. So we, had plans and I hid him in the closet and surprised him.
So he was lying to her and lying to you. So the two of you got together.
I was 6 months pregnant at the time.
Oh,
wow. I missed that part. What was it?
She was 6 months pregnant at the time.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Lindsay, you're in the closet. No, Tommy, turn the music down. Hold on. This is so important. So you're in the closet. Did you pop out while he was there? Like, what was the reaction?
He was obviously surprised, but then he tried to, he just kind of tried to blow it off.
How do you blow that off?
You can't lie way out of that one, fam. I think you're done at that point.
I want to know. We've done that before, too, like what a guy said, thinking he would get out of, like, being caught.
It's not what it looks like. I wish you somehow could have...
Anything and everything, and it didn't work.
Dang, I wish you could have somehow forced that baby out. Like, have that baby right there in the closet. They had no idea.
That's how you want to introduce the baby to the world.
Help me out here. How long would you have stayed in that closet? I'm just curious.
Oh, as long as it took.
As long as it took.
Well, you only had 3 months before that baby was coming out.
You're on The Burt Show.